Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider News Bites. My name is Igal Behar. Today we're going to talk about your digital life and how to secure them. Today we're going to cover a few items, so let's get started. We're going to talk about Apache Struts vulnerabilities. Those vulnerabilities, recent vulnerabilities found in version 2.00 through version 2.520. Now, if you remember, this is takes us back to 2017 with Equifax data breach in May of that year, 2017, hackers were able to penetrate, find vulnerabilities in the Apache server. It's a web server that uses the Struts framework, software framework, and they were able to steal information. They stayed on the network for 2 months, and they were able to steal this information until the IT and security team were able to detect it and start remediation. It took them 1 day to do the remediation activities. What happened next, they lost $1.4 billion just to fix those issues, like legal fees and other costs that involved in a data breach just to do the cleanup. And the CEO, the CIO, and the CISO had to step down from their jobs. So this is something that is very important, and I brought it because this is coming again and again and again. For people who using Apache Struts, make sure to update and patch your system as soon as possible to the version 2.522. Okay. Let's go to the next item that we have today. It's about Canon USA. If you remember previously, I spoke about this, the Maze ransomware, and how it goes inside the network looking for Active Directory administrator account, and this by this, it spreads all over the place on the network. So this is what happened to Canon. And apparently those ransomware operators actually published the information that they stole. And what brings me to the next piece about this, and this is a small tip about it, you need to track your sensitive information. It can be your customers list, personal information, employee information, plans, mergers and acquisitions, anything that it's sensitive information. You need to have some sort of a tracking mechanism to know where is your information, meaning having an inventory where you store this information. So later on, you can know what was touched, was not touched, and will help you to mitigate the incident. So let's go to the next items that I have here with me. So this is related to the Apple App Store. Apparently, Schiller, Snack, through Apple software vetting process. So this is a malware that was able to sneak in through the vetting process that established in February 2020 by Apple. And this is just to verify the developer. So they have a developer ID, they verify the developer, and then also they take the app itself and scan the app and to see if there's some malicious code or components inside this app. And if it doesn't find anything, it will publish on the App Store. So apparently this malware was able to sneak in, and even they have this vetting process, it still didn't detect it. So the tip here is, there's two tips here. One, you need to continue and do your due diligence and verify the developer. If it's a non-company, yes, you can install it. If it's a non-company, make sure with your IT people, with your security team, and see if this app is legit. They'll let them do the job for you before you're losing your device. The second tip is to install a malware protection that will allow your device to stay alive after survive this kind of a attack. Another thing is that on Apple, you can Mac computers, they can change the settings and allow the computer to download only apps only from the store. This limits the exposure to only apps that were published within the Apple Store, not to go and download any apps that are coming from different sites. So this is another tip, actually the 30. And then we have the QNAP NAS. QNAP is a NAS device, network attached, a storage device that many companies, typically small companies, small businesses are using these devices. It's either a file server or maybe you use it to store your backups. And apparently, hackers are still looking for those devices that for unknown reason are directly connected to the public network. So now they're exposed. And any hacker now can scan the network and find those vulnerabilities. So they're looking for this older firmware. And they're going to try to do remote code execution. Interestingly to note that this vulnerability exists from, was repaired actually in July 2017. So you guys, 3 years later, you didn't update your firmware. It's a big, big no-no. You need to go back and patch your systems as soon as possible. Change the default, change the admin password. Make sure the passwords are complex. And the last item is the TLS SSL certificate. So there's a change in rules now. When you go and you issue new certificates, they will be only valid for 13 months. So now what can happen if you don't renew those certificates on time, services will be disabled. So if I go, let's say I want to shop in a store and I go to your website and the certificate has expired, I won't purchase because I see like a red sign that this SSL certificate has expired and you may lose business because of that, or customers or any people who are using sites or services that you have online services, they will see this message and they won't be so happy about it. So you need to automate the renewal process. Another thing to note that if you have a certificate that were purchased earlier before this rule change, it won't affect you. Only on the renewal date it will affect you to renew the certificate after 13 months. So with that, I'm finished with this session. I hope you enjoyed this video and will learn new things. And I'll see you next time, next week. Please share, like, and subscribe. If you didn't like this video, it's okay to say no. So with that, I'm wishing you a happy weekend and have a safe browsing and safe digital life. Thank you. I'm Igal Behar, and I'm signing off. Thank you.